What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app all across the country. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 27th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up?
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
That is the foursome. Jason's looking at Storm Team 4 right now. He loves the weather.
Yeah, just tracking Helene. It's over central Georgia, pummeling Atlanta, Athens. Going to head to the Nashville area probably later today. Western North Carolina, Asheville in particular, probably going to get 17 inches of rain. Catastrophic flooding in the western part of North Carolina. So it was a big one. It was a Category 4 when it hit the Florida Panhandle, and it's currently still a Category 1. So think about that. It's over the state of Georgia, still a hurricane. So it's a biggie.
That's pretty scary.
So my friends live right there in Tampa, and they're right in the heart of it, and they stayed because they're in a big condo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sending us videos and friends' videos. I mean, some of their friends' houses are just
underwater.
Wiped out. And honestly, I don't even know if those people survived. They were actually telling people, I'm sure you saw this on the news, that it was so bad. I couldn't believe this. They were telling people, just write your name and your social security number on your arms.
Yeah. So if they find you, they can identify you.
If they're telling me that, then I'm just getting out of Dodge.
It's too late. There's no getting out of Dodge. That's the point. If you guys didn't leave.
Well, I would leave.
Yeah. No cakes.
Some
you
people
understand.
Don't.
In the houses, I was seeing the videos. The water was 8-10 feet. There's nowhere to go.
I would leave before the hurricane hits.
Yeah.
Okay, different story.
Yeah.
But the people that stayed, that wrote it out because they ride out everything, this one they might not have been able to ride out.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
Some of the videos I saw were fairly horrifying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talking about 20-foot storm surges. I mean, 20 feet of water.
There's one family, they have a friend of theirs in a single-family home, one floor. And the water's up to the window, and it just looks like they're in the middle of an ocean.
Yeah, that's
it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no place to go. I guess they could sit on the roof. I mean, I don't know what they did overnight.
Or if you have a boat.
Yeah, I guess if you have a little canoe,
if
you've
got
something.
A boat, you just ride it out. I don't even know if that works.
I guess.
Horrible. Yeah, that's terrifying.
There was a lot of, I don't know a lot, but I heard there were deaths. So, and I'm sure you're going to hear more today.
Yeah, I'd be the first one to roll out of town.
Oh, I'm yeah, I'd be hightailing it out of there.
I don't like natural disasters, cakes.
No, nobody likes them, but yeah I'm not riding it out. Yeah.
I'm not going to live
if
in
somebody says a Category 4 hurricane is bearing down on where I'm living, it's time to hop in the car or hop a flight before
you can
it gets
understand
there.
The logic, though, for people like, say, lifelong residents, and they've ridden every other one out, and this one just bit them in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they say, if you lived on the panhandle of Florida and they say that you're going to get 12 to 15 to 20 foot storm surges, I mean, you're probably not going to survive that. If you do, you're very lucky. So you might as well just go somewhere. Go west. Go find somewhere to go. Find a hotel for a night or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't even imagine. Let's just say you survive it, but you're there in your house, got 6 feet of water, like literally 6 feet of water, and it's just completely ruined. I just can't even.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know how much insurance covers on that. I don't even know how much.
Depends on what you got, I guess.
Yeah, gotta have flood insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
It's expensive.
I'm sure a lot of those companies don't even offer it anymore because there's so many hurricanes. I mean, I'm not sure every single company offers that.
No, some people probably pay it on their own.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I remember my brother was at the University of Miami during Hurricane Andrew, and he said he was the president of his fraternity at the point, and they all just huddled in the inside, like the middle of the house, and this stuff was flying around everywhere, and it was like a war zone.
We haven't even talked about the wind, really. The wind is what's the show. Where's my coffee? Oh, I left it. Hey, Mike, can you bring my coffee over here, buddy, when you get a chance? Sitting over there by Valdez. I gave him a golf umbrella. and it's a little janky.
That was one of the biggest golf umbrellas I've ever seen.
It's just a regular golf
umbrella. Gotta stay covered.
It's huge. It looks like you put about five people underneath that thing.
Golf umbrellas are designed to be massive.
Yeah.
I
got two of them at Costco like 5 years
ago.
But
I'm not going to have enough time to run out to grab one.
Yeah.
I have one. I don't know if it's technically a golf umbrella. But it's pretty big, but it's dwarfed by the one that you brought in.
Well, the problem is the one I brought in, two of the little arms, it's popped off.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
It's not salvageable?
I don't think it's salvageable.
It's no longer functional?
Unless, like, you gorilla glued it.
I had it where it was just one, but maybe I didn't pack it away good or something. I don't know. I don't use it very often.
My buddy set up a tee time for today, and I told him I'd play, but I'm just actually hoping it gets rained out.
What are they saying? I don't even know what it's going to be today.
Good. There's going to be showers all day.
All day today.
Yeah.
So that's not good for
all
my...
All from the hurricane.
Pickleball at the mall event that's going down today. It's probably not great.
What's the pickleball at the mall event?
It's a big pickleball event, including media teams facing off against each other.
Where are you guys doing it? Like...
Where?
You said the mall, but where
exactly?
On the National Mall. I don't know exactly where the setup is.
Temporary courts up type thing?
I will know about it when I arrive. That's all. I just know when it starts and where it is.
If it's going to rain all day, I don't know how they could do it.
Do you have a teammate?
Mikey Botts.
Okay, so he's not a media member.
He is not, but I'm a media member, so he's along for the ride. That's our squad.
Got you.
So,
do you know who you're playing?
Have no idea.
Yeah, you have no details.
There's a listing of other media. I just kind of Tom glancing it.
Got you.
I could tell you.
So, you know, after the show, I'm driving up to Cornell. My bit is I've been wearing my Caps championship ring.
It's a good bit. Tom Wilson coming on the show later today.
Inspire the girls. Today I decided to put on the Nats ring. My God, this thing is a monstrosity.
It is big.
This thing is big so boy. Big.
It is.
I mean, my God, this thing.
We're World Series champions, EB. We should have a big ring to commemorate it.
Yeah.
Has it inspired the girls?
I don't know. They do talk about winning the Ivy. I don't know.
Don't they probably talk about that anyway, independent of the ring?
In years past, we haven't really been thinking about winning the Ivy.
Do they get a ring if they win?
I think so.
Oh, very good.
Steven got a ring when they won the SMAC.
It's not as expensive as that ring.
No, it won't be as nice as that one.
Probably, but his is pretty friggin' nice. You'd be stunned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was stunned at the expense.
Dipping into that Marist, what's it called, endowment?
I guess.
Dipping into the endowment.
I don't know how they pay for it.
Are you going to go double ring when it's a big game?
No.
But like one on each hand or have them side by side, like Tom Brady?
Are you going to wear that to bring you luck at the Cakes Classic next week? Maybe you can ship it?
I probably won't. I'll tell you, when I'm at certain places, I have to turn around like this. I don't want to make attention to it. Because a lot of times I forget, because I've been wearing it lately. I forget, like, the Caps ring. And it is, people do ask what that ring is. Like, you're at Firehouse Subs.
You say, I want a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you just said, I'm part of the Stanley Cup team.
I won the Stanley Cup in 2018. Great run.
But yeah, it is an eye catcher, and you forget I forget I'm wearing it sometimes. So, anyway, it's fun.
I checked in on my rings recently.
Oh, you wanted to make sure you still had them?
Still had them.
Yeah.
I was actually asked to show them I did some Odyssey meeting. I was asked to do nationally a sales thing, and they wanted me to talk about it.
Yeah, cool.
So found them, displayed it for a second.
Right. I gave it to one guy, and he was very skeptical, and he was like trying to see
how he was.
Yeah, he was kind of skeptical.
He thought it was a Maypop ring.
He thought it was maybe something fake.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Trying to see how heavy it was.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It ain't fake.
So it is a Football Friday here on the Fan. We'll be talking a lot of football throughout the show, including some college football. Bill Roth is going to join us at 6:45 to talk some Hokies.
Mm-hmm.
They take on Miami tonight.
Correct.
You can listen to it on the Team 980. Coverage starts at 5:30.
What's the line on this one?
It's about 19.
Oh.
Really?
Could be a long night for the Hokes.
Miami has the Heisman Trophy favorite right now.
Yeah, this doesn't look good.
Ty Felton
plays for them.
Yeah, we are racing to that joke. That's a good joke, Valdez. I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
No, he transferred.
Just because.
If they lose, that puts them at what?
They'll be 2-3.
2-3.
Yeah. It would be a big upset based on how both teams have played, but you never know. I just hope they keep it close. They got to come out of the gate much better than they have the last four games.
Bill Roth just told me that the hurricane has moved through, but a tree fell on the power line there outside their hotel. So they have no power.
Oh, wow.
And he has a cell phone, so he can still do the call?
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
He's a pro. So we'll talk a little college football, also a lot of NFL throughout the show on a Football Friday.
It's a big weekend.
Commanders, of course, are in Arizona to take on the Cardinals. But last night you had an NFC East battle, and the Cowboys end up winning that game, which was expected. Dak Prescott's now 13-0 against the Giants in his last 13 games. And I didn't realize Daniel Jones has a worse primetime record than Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He's now 1-13 in primetime games.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal.
It's a combo of him playing poorly and the team being bad.
He actually played, I thought, well last night. He threw an interception on the last play. But the conventional wisdom was you can run on the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Not last night.
No. Nope. Well, I tried to tell Mr. Cakes over here that, you know, the league is unpredictable. And yeah. Dallas, is their defense is going to play better. And they're not as bad as their numbers show them. And they played much better against the run.
They faced an inferior team, and they still could have a bad, leaky defense. It just didn't show against the Giants.
What does it tell you about the Commanders' defense?
They look pretty leaky when they're trying to cover neighbors.
Well,
and
no one can cover him.
He's uncoverable.
But what does it tell you, though, about the Commanders' run defense? Because Singletary ran right up the gut against Washington.
Yeah, it's not great. I would expect James Conner to have some big rushing lanes over the weekend when they take on Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, the Commanders are going to have to make some adjustments. I don't know what the hell they are. I mean, put 8, 9, 10, 11 guys. I mean, at some point, they have to do something. At some point.
Problem is, you put all those guys in the box, and you leave your corners in one-on-one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, if I'm Joe Witt, I might be willing to take that risk, because I'm like, well, my corners suck anyway. I might as well just put them on an island, at least put some pressure on Kyler Murray, or fill in the name of the quarterback you're facing that week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't just let every part of your defense get eviscerated every week. You got to make some sort of adjustment.
Somebody highlighted that I can't imagine it would make a difference, but that Quinn was really looking at Efi Obada, who's on the PUP list,
okay,
and Jordan McGee, the linebacker, sure, that everybody's been hyping up, the rookie that's looked so good in camp. I mean, they're looking for anything.
He's just pining for anybody that's not on the current roster
to help.
Okay,
yeah,
we've seen Obada, nice player, but he's not a difference maker.
Well, plus he had a major injury. You have to wonder how he's going to come back from
they're
that.
Just, they're just trying any difference.
They're just trying to add depth.
They're looking for any help.
Yeah.
Not, you know, go from 28th to 26th or whatever, you know, just get marginally better. Force one punt.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a big game.
Massive game.
And you'll be back from Ithaca because it's a 4:05 kick.
Yeah, no problem. I'll get up early. I'll be home by noon.
Bish the bookie collects $5 from Cakes across the table.
Yeah, I'm putting that one for.
He loses the Thursday night teaser.
I teased last night.
Oh, yeah, because you said way
I'll book any tease that he wants.
Well, I took the total and went under. And if that stooge Daniel Jones could just throw one touchdown instead of settle for a bunch of field goals, he's pulling a Commanders in week two. He's doing that bit.
Yep.
Then
I mean,
my
you
bet
dropped
hits.
The total and went over.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He always goes over.
I know.
Yeah, but it's JP. I went over with an enhanced number, with a better number,
yeah,
and it just.
Yeah. But you
it
know
still
what?
Couldn't get there.
You know what?
It's a loser. So we're gonna let that $5 ride.
Right. Of course.
Anyway, Cowboys get a win. They get to 2-2 in the NFC East. Of course, the Commanders are 2-1 at this point. Giants drop to 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, it is a Football Friday. We've got John Feinstein, Dave, but we will talk some Washington Capitals. Cakes mentioned Tom Wilson. He's going to join us the show at 8:40. Do you know when the NHL season, regular season, starts?
I know when it starts for the team that I care about. That's October 12th.
Yeah.
I believe the regular season in the NHL starts in 7 days.
Are they doing it's like unreal. An international bit?
7 days, Cakes.
That's soon. It's coming.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
So hockey,
I mean, they
got to
have one of the shortest
us.
Camps.
Oh, the camps are like that. Like, yeah. The Caps opened their camp on Thursday, and their first preseason game was that Sunday.
Yeah.
So, like, they were at MedStar, you know, doing camp.
I mean, baseball, spring training, you know, call it 6 weeks. I mean, they, you know, obviously pitchers and catchers get there before the rest of the team. NFL training camps start, you know, late July, and then the season starts in September. NBA training camps, I don't know, it's probably pretty similar to the NHL, but I got to think the NHL preseason slash camp has got to be the shortest of the four major sports.
It seems the fastest.
They get to it with the quickness.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Tom Wilson at 8:40 and Scott Abraham from ABC7 on the Commanders Cardinals game. That's coming up at 9. Next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere.